Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
There's so many people that have the ability and just refuse to get off that couch. Refuse to study a few more hours, refuse to go deeper, to go further. And that's where I gain the advantage.
I just can't do it. I can't do it, dude. I can't stay consistent. I can't stay disciplined. I can't hit my goals. I can't do this. I can't do that. I can't do the hard things. I can't. Yes, you can. Well, do what you need to do and make it happen.
You must work hard to strengthen your body. A buffalo now never quit or give up.
It's not about how much you're picking up. It's just you saying I can't is the problem.
There are no shortcuts. You went to every f***ing corner and made a left turn or a right turn, and then you went down the next path. Ensured everything and the opportunity was presented, that you got the most out of each situation you could. If you come up short, you know it's not from your lack of effort.
All of us, we got the same ending. We're gonna die. So if you know you're going to die, why are you playing it safe? Like, if you know you're going to die, why are you listening to other people tell you about your life?
A very close friend of mine did all the Olympic team's nutrition and supplementation stuff. He said, you know the difference between champions and everyone else? And I was like, what? And he said, everyone always looks at them and says, what do champions have that I don't have? And he said, they have it backwards. He said, it's what do champions not have that I have? It's what do they lack? And it's an off button. They just don't stop.
You want to know why? Because you are successful. They hate you because you're successful. When you wasn't on Instagram, nobody had a about you. Go back to him right now. That's when you go back. That's how you finish. They see the physique. They want to know if you real look. Show them you fucking real.
I like that talk.
Let's go.
I like that talk.
Show them the real you. Show them the unprofessional you. Show them the girl that don't give a fuck.
Well, I can't do this, and I can't go that way, and I don't feel like doing it this, and I don't feel like going that way, and I don't want to go over there because it's too far. How far are you willing to go? How much work are you willing to put in to get what it is that you are seeking in your life?
My wife, 3 years ago, 7 legions found her brain. It's a dog fight. That hasn't been easy. It's a dog fight. The road hadn't been successful. Like, it's just a paved road. And like each he go this way, it's been rough. It's been crooked. It's been hard. But I've made up in my mind that I will get a reward for the pain that I go through.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting than playing Chumba Casino. Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam. So what are you waiting for? Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba. Yeet.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Get up! Get up! Yes!
you get him! I know it's hard! I get it! Alright? But that's the whole point! Get up! And go one more! One more rep! One more set! One more step! One more stride! One more mile! Yes! One more! And when you get there, guess what? One more!
Grinding hurts. Grinding is a sacrifice. Grinding costs. When you're grinding and your body tell you you hurt, when you're doing it for you, you stop.
You never prepared. You never prepared for worst case scenario. And the reason why ET is standing here, because I prepared for it. If you know anything about me, I still lay on floors. I still eat chips off the floor. I still do some stuff that to most people is crazy, like, E.T., why would you do that? Because I'm always prepared that we may not live in a house one day. One day something might happen, and we might have to go back to that. And if I have to go back to that, it's not going to break me.
So earn your keep. Stop making everything easy. Stop making everything convenient. Be unique. Be different. Make things a little bit more challenging. And build yourself up.
You want to be better? What are you doing? You're getting comfortable. Look at you. Look at you. You know that this is not what it takes to get to where you need to be. All right? If you want to get better, you can't live the life that you're living. If you don't care about getting better, then this video is not for you.
Up in the morning, it's cold, it's mm-hmm. wet, it's dark, you've got no cartilage in your knee, you've mm-hmm. got shitty shorts, whatever it is that's the issue today.
Keep talking.
You've got these problems, right?
I need you to keep talking about what you were just saying.
It's warm on the couch. That's your it. Missus says stay in bed. It. It's comfy, that's it's cozy, it. You've got it. Work later on, you had an argument last night, you're that's slightly it. Hungover.
God, I know every motherfucker ain't gonna do what I'm gonna do. So this is how you level up. That's how you level up. I know there's a whole bunch of people with that right there. That fires me up.
I'm just wondering if there's anybody that want to stop complaining about it and is going to use it to your advantage. Imagine if you could use pain as a fuel. Imagine if you could use the pain as a passport. Imagine if you could use the pain to push you, to condition you, to prepare you.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
For the stages and the rooms you've got to walk into and the tables you've got to sit at and the stages you have to stand on. What if the pain can make you better? What if the pain could build muscle? What if the pain could cause you to reach higher, to leap farther, to run faster? What if the pain could help you? What if all pain isn't hurt, but it's help?
There are no limits but the ones you place on yourself. Why do I have to work at a job with insurance when we live in a country where I can start my own nonprofit, LLC, S Corp, whatever I want, and I can go get my own insurance? Take those limits off. There are no limits. There is no such thing as fear. You're going to die. Live your life.
Build a legacy, guys. Don't go after the title. Every single day, the small things in life hold value to. It's you doing them. When you value your name, your life will be remembered. How do you know you're on the right path? When the small things mean as much as the big things.
You can go back to sleep. You can go I'll sit back on the couch, all right? But if you want to get better, if you want to build muscle, if you want to get in shape, whatever your goals are, it ain't gonna cut it, boy. Get up! Get up! And keep going! Keep fighting! Become better! Yes! Yes! Let's go!
So listen to me. It's not hardships that hurt us. It's not my cousin getting shot twice. It's not my cousin spending 50 years in jail. It's not my aunt dying of cancer. It's not my wife being diagnosed with sacrilegious on the brain that will break you. What will break most people is you didn't prepare for that. So when you put all your little goals and all your little dreams together, it's not the thing that broke you. It was you never even thought about the fact that you could be broken. So it's going to be a dog fight.
There's always someone out there who's working harder than you. I'm haunted by that motherfucker.
This game's started. Come on, somebody out there said I'm working harder than you.
Monday, get better. Tuesday, get better. Wednesday, get better.
I have to ask this guy. Like, I have to understand, like, why he works like that.
Right.
So after games, I'm like, hey, Kobe, like, why were you in the gym for so long? He's like, because I saw you come in. And I wanted you to know that it doesn't matter how hard you work, that I'm willing to work harder than you.
You got
to
be the hardest workers in the room. No one will outwork me. No one. I don't give a fuck who is in front of me. They're not gonna stop me. At some point, you gotta be f***ing tired of not being number one. You have to be, and you gotta f***ing play angry.
Dedication, hard work. Dedication, hard work. I'm a one-man army. The world can go against me. I'm still coming on top.
You have to pay the price. And not only do you have to pay the price, you gotta pay the price well, meaning the actions you take have to be executed at a high level. Like, this is not that hard to understand. You just don't want to understand it. You want it to be that you can f*** off half the time and still get where you want to go. And that just doesn't work. The mentality should be like this. How the f*** do I get there? Period.
Bro, you got to f***ing stop. You got to stop with all this I can't catch a break bullshit. All the time you're complaining, you could be instead hustling. You could be instead chasing your dream. You could be instead figuring out what you're doing wrong, trying to improve certain aspects of your life, getting your shit together, reading a book, meditating, something. Get something.
You've got to put in the work when nobody cares. There's only one person who has to care. That's you.
You gave me an opportunity to reinvent myself. You gave me an opportunity to come out of my grave that you put me in. You left me for dead. I'm coming out alive.
There's a price tag to success.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards. Free shipping with no minimum purchase. Triple points on 2 purchases and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
You don't just get it overnight. You got to earn it the right way.
You need to work harder. You have to suffer a little bit. You have to put yourself in a state of discomfort. Growth shouldn't be easy. Stop looking for shortcuts. Stop looking to make things a breeze. You've got to learn to suffer. You've got to put yourself in a bit of an uncomfortable position.
And you may not feel qualified. You may not feel like you are educated enough. You may not feel like you're connected enough. You may not think that enough people are aware of you, cognizant of you, because you don't have a blue check and you're not a celebrity yet. But you got to work hard in silence. You gotta work when nobody's watching.
I will do the work when I'm tired. I will do the work even if I'm sick. I will do the work even if I didn't sleep well. I will do the work even if I don't feel like it. I will do the work if it's cold outside. I will do the work if it's too hot. I will do the work if no one else wants to do it with me, because I am driven by purpose.
Now it's time to create a legacy now. You had your fun. Now get to work.
Because if you sit down, you're not going to get back up. No excuses.
Get back to fucking work. It's time to get back to work.
But when you really want something, you're going to get it. There's no excuses.
No excuses is fucking everything. You eliminate that, everything changes. You embrace accountability, and it's game over in life.
I had to work harder than they did.
Yeah.
This is what I'm going to do, and this is what I'm willing to do.
And I will always outwork you, because I love the game more than the stuff.
They may be more talented, they may be smarter, but they won't outwork me.
But I just work harder.
So after games, I'm like, hey, Kobe, like, why were you in the gym for so long? He's like, because I saw you come in. And I wanted you to know that it doesn't matter how hard you work, that I'm willing to work harder than you.
I will outwork you. I will make it possible.
The real man says, like, I'm not going to make no excuses. I'm not going to point the finger and say, Lewis, you didn't do this. You didn't do that. I'm going to take full ownership, full responsibility.
Biggest problem that you have had is not that you don't have resources. It's not that you don't have supporters. It's not that somebody doesn't believe in you. It's that you have not believed in you. Get your head in the game. Stop sleeping on yourself.
Because if you do that, if you actually work as hard as you can, you have no excuses.
You have to accept that all your excuses are lies. You're too tired, or you're too sore, or you're just plain not feeling it. Then it doesn't stop if you don't make it stop.
I want you to spend all your energy on overcoming your weaknesses, because behind every weakness you overcome is another level of success.
Whatever that goal is, whatever that insurmountable feat has been, whether it's weight loss, financial, mindset, relational, I don't care what it is, career, to be a CEO or an investor, whatever it is, get it done. This is not the year you sleep on yourself. Every year you have not gotten it done is because you're sleeping on yourself. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up!
I still have to fight every day. So there's no excuse. There is no reason. There is no if, ands, or buts.
What will it take for you to make it happen?
Whatever industry you pick, if you outwork everybody, if you try to be a little smarter than everybody, if you try to be a better salesperson than everybody, if you try to be better prepared than everybody, you've got your best chance. Because if you don't do it and somebody else does, you know, I have the saying, work like someone's trying to take it all away from you. You know, work, mm-hmm. Like someone's spending 24 hours, working 24 hours to take it all away from you. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the way I look at it.
What would you say is the number one reason why people fail?
Lack of brains, lack of effort.
Lack of brains, lack of effort.
Yeah, they don't do the work. They don't learn, you know. When you walk in the room, when you start a business and you start to talk about somebody, you're never in a vacuum with no competition, you know, unless you're just extremely lucky. And if there's going to be competition, that means somebody else knows your business as well as you do when you get started. And if you walk into a competitive environment and they still know more about the business than you do and more about your customers, you're going to lose. But most people don't consider that. They don't do the work. They don't learn more about their industry. They don't know even about their business. I mean, and so you've got to put in the effort to know more about your industry than anybody else. And that's the brains part, and that's the effort part as well. Because look, if you're competing with me, you better know what you're doing, otherwise I'm gonna kick your ass, you know, and you're not gonna outwork me. And so, you know, the combination is usually what kills businesses early on more than anything.
When no one's watching, I work harder than when they're watching. And thinking about it like that has given me this persistent and ever-present scorecard or third party that's like, no one's watching, which means now you have to work because otherwise you're full of shit. The sign of success is the hate that you get along the way. The only person who can judge you on your success is you. You're the only one who knows how much left in the tank you really had. When you're stagnating in a business and you're plateaued and you don't know what to do, it's very painful. When you're declining and you also don't know what to do, it's very painful. And so that means that all conditions of reality are painful. If pain is a prerequisite for reality, then it means it's just a signal that we are alive. Rather than pain is a problem, it is a signal that I'm breathing. It just doesn't matter. You can work every hour of the day. The person who loves walking walks further than the person who loves the destination.
I work all the time. That's all I do. And I work until I can't work. They're like, that's not healthy. I'm like, define healthy. I do as much as I can of the thing that I want to do with every minute of my day.
And I work harder now than I did when I was poor. And I think it's because I've learned to enjoy it. And most people say, I wouldn't live my life that way. You're always working. You're always doing these things. But it's like, I'm actually always spending my time in pursuit because in pursuit is my button for enjoyment. I will do enough work that there is nothing left to be done. What are the two or three things that I can be really good at in my life? Because it will take me 5 to 7 years to be exceptional at this one thing. I am okay being a beacon of relentless hard work. And that's the never-ending cycle of excellence. Oh, I just have to figure out what to do. When I wake up every day, there's only one voice I have to listen to. And so then it's like, just do it for me. I talk about the rule of 100 on steroids, which is something that I learned from a guy who owned 13 or 14 really successful gyms, and he called it open to goal. And he said, yeah. He said, my managers work open to goal. And I was like, what does that mean?
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's like, so they work open until they hit their goal. And so sometimes that means they hit their goal by noon and they can cut out. Or that means that they have to go from 5 a.m. until midnight that night because that's how long it took them to hit the goal. And so I've seen this across a lot of high achievers across domains. So like, I'll keep shooting free shots until I hit 100 free shots. I will run until this happens. I will practice my presentation until I do zero mess ups, right? Or whatever that output is that you want for quality or quantity. And the more times you do what is required to get what you want, the more times you get what you want. When no one's watching, I work harder than when they're watching. Hard work is the goal. And so it's not like work hard so that X. Because as soon as you have a so that, then the X is the thing. But if the goal is to work as hard as you possibly can, then the only real output we have is who we become along the way. Then it's something that I can win or measure myself against every day in real time throughout the day, which is how hard am I working? Because that is the goal. Because I know that when I look back on my life, the days that I loved the most were days when I had nothing left in the tank. And so then the goal becomes to empty the tank, not where I drive, but just to drive the car as hard as I possibly can. And that means that in the beginning, it's just straightaways and just seeing how high I can rev the engine. But as I become more advanced, it's like, all right, well, now we've got turns, and then it's turns in elevation, and then it's turns in elevation without guardrails because we have risk. And so when I think about how hard I want to work, the interesting thing about that is that the only person who can judge you on your success is you, because you're the only one who knows how much left in the tank you really had. There's this huge time delay between when we start behaving in a way that a winner behaves and when we start winning. And the problem is that the bigger the mountain you're trying to climb, the bigger the W you're trying to get, typically the more delayed it is
between the lag.
Yeah, between when you start behaving like a winner and when you start being a winner. And most people don't get the fast enough feedback loop to know that they're on the right path when they are taking these first steps in the right direction, because they have this really big goal, but they forget that with that really big goal comes the even longer delay that it takes to get there.
Your mama might be a millionaire. You might come from privilege. Your daddy might hook you up with a car. He might know people. He might be able to get you a job, but you will not outwork me. I'm a champion. We as a champion, we ain't trying to cut corners. We ain't trying to see how much we can do and still be successful. I got a standard. I want to be the best. And I love Steph Curry. Steph said, making shots in workouts is no longer good enough. Put this down. Finish.
Write that down. Type that to yourself. Execute. Put that down. Finish. Execute. Let me tell you something. They treat people differently who execute. Nobody care what you're doing in practice. They don't got to do with nothing. That don't count. Now, it don't count what you're doing in practice. It don't count. It don't count what you do first quarter, second quarter, third quarter. The most important quarter is the one you like where you won. Write that down. Finish. Effort is not good enough. Ain't nobody paying you for effort. You don't get paid for effort. You don't get paid for trying. Some of you like, that's too much. Ah, well, you're not going to be a champion. Going up against other champions, you think you're going to get 50%? You think you're going to get 70%? You think you're going to get 80%? I watch y'all. Y'all good, but you need to be great in this league too. You're real good at what you do, but some of you don't finish. You look good in the first. You look good in the second. You look, but the fourth with the last 3 minutes, I can tell with the last three. Listen to me. The real beast is the last 4 minutes. The real beast is when their legs give out. The real beast when they tired. The real beast find a way to pull something out when nobody else ain't got nothing. You have to make a decision that nobody will outwork you.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What you got to do in practice is 1, 2, 3. In practice. Not in the field. That's just, some of y'all, that's your problem. You think that you can dominate when the lights come on. If you can't dominate in practice, you can't dominate when the lights come on. I get up every morning at 3:00. I dominate at 3:00 in the morning. I dominate when everybody's asleep. I dominate at 4:00 AM, 6:00 AM. At 8:00, I go back to bed. Why? Because y'all just getting up. I dominate in the dark. I dominate when nobody sees me. So I dominate in the light because I dominate in the dark. I'm just being real. MJ didn't have a game 7. It didn't matter if he was in Utah, he was in Chicago, if he was in Wisconsin, like the Bucks, it didn't matter. What Mike's mentality was, whoever we play, I'm going to dominate these individuals. That's what I'm going to do. Now, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, so I'm not going to say no other name because I don't want y'all to be like, I don't want to hear what my man got to say. But there are other guys who are good, who consider great, they go to game 7 and it takes the last second for them to win the game. Mike was like, mm-mm, 3-peat, don't come back. Another 3-peat dominated. So I need y'all to do me a huge favor. Like, I need you to eat, sleep, breathe, dominate. You can't win it if you can't see it. You got to see each one, the vision. You got to see yourself winning in practice. You got to see yourself winning the game. The SEC East, you got to see yourself. Then the championship, you got to see yourself. Then the playoffs, you got to see yourself. Wake up every single day. I was here before I was here. I was up this morning here. I've been here before. I was in this spot right here. I was talking from right here. I envisioned it. I saw it already. I don't even got to hit an alarm clock. My body like, yo, eat, 2:30, get up, eat, 2:45. 1, 2, 3, discipline. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Discipline is you do it so long, so hard, and you're so passionate about it that even when you don't feel like it, you still operate at the highest level. I dominate. Where I go, stuff happens. I dominate. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
People want to, they want to jump from day one to day 10 by getting some big seed money or big investment. And dude, I don't care how much money I made. I try to pretend like I'm broke every single day in the way that I think, because it forces me to create new solutions and innovate in my brain. It's about taking an idea. It's about executing on the idea. And it's not about having the perfect plan. It's about your ability to adjust and create and improvise your way through this path.
Even though you may feel stuck, even though you may feel hopeless, you're not broken. You have patterns of thinking and patterns of behavior that are broken for where you are and where you want to go in life. When you start to think about changing your life.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Through the lens of just looking for patterns, breaking them, and replacing them, it becomes less personal.
Hard work is the goal. And so it's not like work hard so that X. Because as soon as you have a so that, then the X is the thing. But if the goal is to work as hard as you possibly can, then the only real output we have is who we become along the way.
The most important question to ask is, what pain do you want in your life? What are you willing to struggle for? Anything worthwhile is going to require some degree of pain and struggle. So, if you're oriented toward the pain and the struggle, you're probably going to be more aligned with what you're capable of accomplishing rather than if you just orient toward the pleasures.
No fundamental like secret here. It's called hard work and sweat. If you had that and you're willing to provide that in exchange for a better life, well, everyone will make that deal with you. If you're willing to give up that for pride, accomplishment, feeling of self-worth, if you're willing to make that transaction, Miami Fitness is your bank. And it's open every single day for your transactions. Make your deposits every fucking day. Pay your dues. Become the person you want to be. It's the easiest fucking equation in the world.
Success leaves clues. There are millions of people in the world seeing grand success, and they're dropping breadcrumbs every fucking day. You just gotta pay attention to the steps. They're showing you a path to a better future. They're showing you a path to your goals and aspirations. You just gotta believe in you. You gotta be willing to say one day and then work as hard as you fucking can every day in order to make it happen. Because everything you want is in your mind. Everything that you want to achieve, you can do. You just got to be willing to speak it. You got to be willing to say it out loud. You got to be willing to yell it into the fucking universe and then work towards it.
People say, I must be nice for you. And you go, dude, fuck you. Like, if you could have seen how much criticism and hard work and lonely nights and all of this stuff when nobody was watching and I was unsure of myself, chronically miserable, and I criticized and all my friends took the piss out of me and I did all of these things. I had to go through all of that for you to now say, must be nice.
Time is the currency we're playing with in every moment of our lives. It's the center point of our influence. I talk about the roulette table of my life. It's a frame I think through where we wake up in the morning with these 24 chips. If you spend 8 hours sleeping, you wake up with 16 chips left. And how you place those chips on this roulette table that sits in front of us just before the wheel spins every day determines all of our outcomes in our lives. So I've chosen now to allocate two chips to this little piece here called fitness. The roulette table spins and I get my returns. As I went down that chapter, I realized that in the context of time and death, and time management, the most important question to answer, the fundamental, is discipline. How can I allocate more of these chips to the things that are in line with my values? Where does this thing called discipline come from if it underpins everything we do?
Because I believed that I can be a leading man. I believed that I could be another Clint Eastwood or another Burt Reynolds or another Warren Beatty or whatever those characters were, Charles Bronson and so on. I believed that I could be those people. I said, there's enough room on that ladder that I can fit up there. And I looked back again and learned from what I learned in sports. In my case, in bodybuilding. It's all about the hard work that you put in.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Being the hardest worker in the room is about actually learning how to walk the walk when everyone else just wants to talk the talk. It's understanding that you are going to be exhausted and alone and in pain and struggling for years with no support, with no cheerleading squad, and nobody patting you on the back. This game isn't for everybody. But if you're willing to go through that pain and if you're willing to do the goddamn work, then you can put that badge on and call yourself the hardest worker in the room.
We don't rise to the standards we have when others are watching. We fall to the standards we have when no one is watching. The only work that really matters is the work that no one sees. It shows you who you really are rather than who you say you are.
Listen up. I know you're tired. I know you want to give up. I know your mind is drained. I know your body feels weak. But you gotta understand, there's so much more to you. There's so much greatness to you. There's so much realness to you. Don't quit now. Go get that work done. Earn your keep on this day and conduct your business.
Let me tell you something, my friend. The cause of your downfall will be because of you. Nobody else but you. You keep looking around, trying to place blame on things, people, everything else, instead of looking in the mirror at oneself and looking at who caused this in the first place. You close the door on yourself because you are afraid to look within yourself and see who did it, my friend. You are the one, but you have the key to unlock that door and become something more.
Because the truth is this. That one day, that goal, that dream, that reality that you crave so badly is going to come with a price. Now, are you willing to pay it?
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.